Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast dedicated to teaching, sharing, and learning the game. Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Steve Kramer of the Coach's Edge. And on this episode, quick hitter, as we highlight our complete episode, which comes out on Friday, breaking down five books that have made an impact with me, as well as five books that have made an impact with Coach Anthony Troshak, our guest, over this past year or so. In this quick hitter episode, we talk about the book Toughness and the book Lockdown Defense. And one little thought, one takeaway that we wanted to share with you from reading each of those books. So if you find this beneficial, if you're always interested in, you know, what other people are reading, some of the things that stuck out to them, I think you're really going to enjoy not only this episode, but our complete episode, which comes out on Friday. So thank you for listening. And if you find this episode beneficial, please subscribe, leave a positive rating and review. That's certainly appreciated. Let's get to the show. Will you play against the zone this year? Will you play against a 1-3-1 zone defense this year? If that answer is yes, you might be interested in our zone offense course, focusing on the 1-3-1 defense and how you can really try to manipulate the 1-3-1 defense to do some different things. We offer a five-part video course, 35 plus minutes in total, breaking down different areas that you can utilize to play against the 1-3-1. And then we also give you a PDF of the concepts, a handful of 1-3-1 quick hitters. And because we like to go above and beyond, we'll give you volume one of our blob and slob plays with the Coach's Edge. Now, all my Coach's Edge members listening, remember, don't buy this package. You already have access to it through your Coach's Edge membership. But if you're not a member, you want to become a better zone offense coach, check out the link in the description below. And I will say this, even though this package focuses on 1-3-1 offensive principles, in fact, there's eight things that Coach Troshak breaks down within this zone offense course. They can be extremely beneficial with any type of zone that you may be playing against. If you have questions, let me know. And to order, you can hit the description in the link below. Let's get to the show. Toughness by Jay Billis.
Oh, Toughness. Great book.
Toughness by Jay Billis. And, you know, the only thing I feel bad about is I hadn't read this book sooner. But I think it was because, you know, he went to Duke, and I'm not a huge Duke fan. But anyway, he talks in one of these chapters about at Duke, they had to do this mile test before the season, and you had to get to a specific time, and how he, you know, he wasn't the fastest runner, and how he just dreaded doing this mile. And I was like, boy, I can really relate to that, because when I was in college, we had to run a 5K. The week before practice, they had scheduled like this Tulip Time 5K in Holland, Michigan, or something like that. And I hate running long distance. When I was a kid, I had that sports asthma. And so I was the kid out there. Like, if we were playing a game of basketball, and even now, like, we could play a game of 5-on-5 and you'd watch me play, you'd be like, that dude's in great shape. Like, he can play. If you put me on a track and just said, run a mile, but don't stop, you'd be like, I thought that guy was in good shape. But it's just the fact that, like, even in a game, when the ball goes out of bounds, you got that 5 seconds before they throw it back in at the free throw line, right? There's a quick timeout. When I'm on the track or running any distance, just not having a couple seconds to, like, get back, I'm gassed, man. Like, I'm just like dying, which is one of the reasons why I've been running a little bit more, not because I necessarily want to get better at for basketball purposes, but I was like, I just got to do more stuff that I hate doing. And so running, like, even a mile is just, you know, torture for me in a couple of ways. So he talks about how much that is difficult for him, but he talks about his mindset towards preparing for this mile and how it was so much different than one of his teammates. And one of his teammates was, name was Allery. All right. So doesn't say his full name on this page, but anyway, his teammate would always beat him in this mile race. But it was like coming up to like his junior, senior year, something like that. He's like, man, I'm going to kill it this time. I'm training extra. I'm running more often. And so he goes out and he has his best time. He runs like a 5:45 mile. It's great, right? And the Allery guy runs a 5:11 mile time, and they're both bigs. Like, these guys are moving, right? This is moving. And he's like, I trained more than he did. He still smoked me, like he crushed me. And so he asks him, you know, what was it? Like, what's your mindset as we go into this? Like, I know I practiced and put in more work than you did. And he said, for me, the mile run is about how much pain I'm willing to endure. And then he later says, Allery took a different approach. He trained not to do the same thing more comfortably, but to be more productive. He decided he was going to be in just as much pain and discomfort, but he was doing it to get more out of it. And that really hit me as far as that different shift in the mindset. Both these guys had to run a mile. They both had to get under a certain amount of time. But the one, all their training was to make it easier later. And the other one was saying, I'm going to go and this is going to suck and I'm going to work really hard. But what I'm improving is my capacity to continue to challenge myself, to push myself. It is not at all about making this mile easier. It's going to suck regardless. I'm going to embrace the fact that it sucks. We're kind of getting into some David Goggins stuff here. If you haven't read his book either, I'm just improving my capacity to do things that are really, really difficult for me. And as we do that, we get a heck of a lot more improvement out of it. And I just love that. That was one of my favorite pieces of the whole book.
That's a great mindset. And like you said, you kind of embrace that adversity. And like you said, embrace the suck. And it's ultimately going to, you know, you're going to benefit in the long run from that. I don't actually remember that part in the book. So I'm glad you brought that up. And that's a good point. And with talking about toughness, it's another book that you can open at any point. And it's another book you can share with players. You can photocopy something, say, here you go, check this out. You could even use it as your team, team theme for the year and have every day go over one different thing of that's in the toughness book. So it's really applicable to the game of basketball and life.
No doubt about it. And that's, you know, being a person who works out pretty much every day, it's been an easy application for me, is to like just embrace the fact that this is hard, doing it with lunges for a long time, trying to do it with running a little more often as well, but it can apply to anything that we do.
Yeah. What I also liked about in that book, he mentioned preparing for like practice. It was like one thing that he regretted was he would just go to practice and kind of just do what he was supposed to do, the drills, instead of going there with a purpose to like get better or focus that day. So I try to encourage in players to like, and I'll even ask them to be in practice. Wait, what's your focus today? What do you want to get better at today? All right. It's blocking out. All right. I'm watching that for you. So, you know, that's just something that I even look back on. And when I practice, and maybe yourself, like maybe I went through the motions of practice instead of having a focus. So I did that. So that's one thing that definitely stuck out with me from that book of toughness.
No question. One thing that I think players and coaches alike can struggle with is, are you going to practice to get through it? Or like you're talking about, are you going to practice with an emphasis, with a focus? And in general, like if you're going to practice, I'm going into practice, I'm going into compete, I'm going into win. And if someone else is going to practice, I'm just here and I can't wait for these 2 hours to be done and I can get back out of here. Well, who's going to get better? Right. Yeah. Because if I'm going in to be competitive and win, am I going to win every time? No, but I'm going to learn a heck of a lot more because I'm competing and getting after it than the kid next to me who's like, I'm just punching the clock, you know? So that's a big one as well. A lot of good takeaways from that.
Next, staying kind of basketball specific, is it's Lockdown Defense by Michael Jackowski. It's Jackacki. And I'm awful with names. You'd think I'd be better as a teacher, but I'm awful. Anyway, it's a really good book because it's focused on defense. And I think a lot of times the skills of defense are undertaught. Us coaches just go, defense is about heart. It's about passion. It's about, you know, effort when really there's techniques to defense, just like you talked about closeouts. There's techniques to your stance when you're on defense, how you defend the post if you're, you know, undersized. So it goes into those. There's some supplemental videos that are really beneficial too that you can use in practice. And also creating a defensive system. He talks about how you defend the ball screen should kind of be the determining factor of what your defensive system looks like, since the ball screen is so heavily used, especially in the college game, and it's trickling down to the high school game, that how you defend that is going to determine, you know, other things of do you force baseline, no middle, things of that nature. So it's a great book. A lot of individual defense gets to some team defense too, but I highly recommend it.
What's been one thing that you read in that book where you were like, boom, that was kind of mind blown. Like, I never really thought of it like that.
It talks about defending the post, and he talks about, you know, Scottie Pippen's defense in the post. And they show these videos of how he was like, he would kind of play behind the guy, but constantly move so the guy could never post his body. So he's like bouncing back behind the defender. And then when the pass went to the post, he would just get a hand in it and steal it, because the guy never posted up Pippen. So Pippen was always on one side, on another side, bouncing back, like almost like a rabbit, you know, and the guy never made contact. So he could just get in there because the guy never sealed him. So Scottie Pippen's, you know, an underrated defender. And, you know, go look at some of the clips. And like I said, check that out. He has a good YouTube channels too. Again, the book is Lockdown Defense.
Lockdown Defense and YouTube, Scottie Pippen, Ultimate Defender. And there's a part one and part two YouTube clip. And if you want to get excited about defense, that the background music combined with his defensive highlights is like you literally watch it, you want to go out and start playing defense. Like, you can keep the ball. Like, I'm just get after it. Like, that's how sweet that video is. No, that's really interesting. As far as post defense, not something that's talked about nearly enough. Thank you for listening to this episode on some of our book recommendations, some books that have positively impacted us over this past year. And if you find it beneficial, please subscribe, rate, and review. That goes a really long way. And if you're interested in our 1-3-1 zone offense course, be sure to let me know. Reach out, contact@KramerBasketball.com, @CoachesEdge1 on Twitter. And the link in the description is below of how you can get to that sales page and learn a little bit more about everything that we provide with this course. Thanks again. And as always, get after today.